This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is a recency effect thing, but all of a sudden, Bo Nix started to get mentioned as a possible rookie of the year in the NFL. And while Jaden Daniels is still definitively the favorite, and if you look at sports books, he is expected to win that award, it's now viewed as a two-horse race, which before the last two or so weeks, it was viewed as over. Like, you could almost take that category off the board. It was obvious Jaden Daniels is going to win the Rookie of the Year award, and with a couple of more strong Bo Nix performances, and Daniels having played his two worst games of the season, now all of a sudden, people are suggesting that we might actually have a race in the second half as far as the Rookie of the Year award goes.
A perennial, easier for me to say, a perennially losing team that's gone through a bunch of coaches and quarterbacks is the third wild card in their conference. The young passer has the team playing better than expectations. Who am I talking about? It's not crazy at all. Bo Nix is putting together a pretty damn good season. The rough start, this is more how it's supposed to go, by the way. The early, put very little on your plate, check it down a million times, just try not to, you know, or just kind of try to survive as everything's happening a million miles an hour in front of you, and then grow a little bit as the season progresses. That's what's happening. What Jaden Daniels was doing is that was beyond abnormal. It's without precedent, basically. Hitting the ground running, so to speak, after a shaky week one, basically turning in MVP caliber performances. I don't know if he's going to win that, but that was frankly the discussion that was on the table, and reasonably so. He's now started to slow down since. Maybe you get back on the good foot with some bad opponents here coming up and a little bit of rest, maybe some tweaks and adjustments. But Bo Nix has come on like gangbusters. He compares as well or favorably in a lot of statistical measures for a team that's greatly improved. I don't think it's crazy at all at this point. Jaden Daniels is favored and still should be favored, but your next best offensive player, and most specifically a quarterback, because that's who's going to get the attention, is probably Bo Nix.
Yeah, if you look at it, blind ballot style, I always say. So take the name out of it and just look at the numbers as player A and player B. The comparison is actually, in terms of counting stats, pretty compelling to actually be a competition now in a two-horse race. I'll go through them. Passing yards, 2275 to 2338. Advantage, by the way, there is Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
Passing touchdowns, 14 to 10. Advantage there, decidedly, is Bo Nix. Rushing yards, 295 to 482. Obviously, the advantage there is Jaden Daniels. But even that category, which I would have thought would have been crazy lopsided,
is not.
It's not really. I mean, it's a 100, you know, and 80 yards, which spread out over 11 games is 13 or 14 yards, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big difference, but Bo Nix runs a little bit. I mean, he's going to go run for 500 some yards this year. Rushing touchdowns is actually tied between the two of them at four apiece. Turnovers on the year, 6 for Nix and 4 for Daniels. And then the record, I don't really do quarterback record, but to your point, they both are similar in the standings now. Denver 6-5, Washington 7-4. I mean, they're basically a Hail Mary away from having the same record.
Exactly right.
As teams right now. And Denver's doing it in a division with the best team in the AFC, who they've already had to play once. You could make the case that Philly's very good and Washington's had to play them. But some other numbers would be total yards. Daniels around 2,800. Nick's around 2,600. Completion percentage. Daniels is at 68. Nick's is right around 66. Total touchdowns, if you're combining passing and rushing, right? It's 14 for Daniels, 18 for Nick's. I just think that Daniels is going to catch fire down the stretch and leave him in his dust. I think he will win this award. I'm not in any way now nervous that he might not. But it is closer than people want to acknowledge probably right now. Because we had kind of crowned Daniels, and I don't mean as Washington fans, we've certainly done that, and understandably, and probably deservedly. But nationally, we'd crowned Daniels as the rookie of the year. Like, this is over. We called the race with 6% of precincts reporting. And then all of a sudden, football continues to be played, and it's why you don't give out the awards 5 or 6 weeks in.
The recency part of it as well, right? You have a week like Daniels just did, where against two good opponents, we know we've gone over what happened a million times, but the numbers take a hit. Bo Nix's most recent sample. How about the last two games? About 525 yards between the two games and 6 touchdowns and no pickles in a couple of in a win against Atlanta, dominant win, and a close loss to Kansas City, where they should have won the game. Blocked field goal at the horn. He has them beat on the road in Kansas City. Not he, but you know what I mean? It's not a quarterback thing, but you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a marquee thing. Everybody's watching that. Then you go even further. Over his last four games, 9 touchdowns, 1 pick, averaging about 270 yards per game. He's playing his best football right now this minute, and Jaden Daniels isn't. So that's how you close the gap, right? Daniels gets, it's like a horse race. Daniels got out to an enormous lead, right? Where we're deciding the award in October. And he's still the favorite, still going to win it. But he's not lapping the field anymore. Bo Nix is caught up.
Since week 4, okay? So you're going back now to the right at the tail end of the first month of the season. 14 passing touchdowns, 2 rushing touchdowns, 1 receiving touchdown, which I didn't even know he caught a touchdown, and 2 interceptions. So Bo Nix has 17 total touchdowns and 2 interceptions since the start of week 5 in the NFL. He's been better than I really thought.
Yeah.
Because what's funny is every time I watched him early in the year, he played pretty well. But then I would see him just getting crushed on social media by a lot of the folks that I follow. And I think there's like an analytics community group that just not Bo Nix guys that kind of, it's like he can't live in the pocket. He's a check down Charlie. All he does is throw behind the line of scrimmage. They just don't like him. So they're going to find faults. But the production has been there. The success has been there. And the gap is certainly closed. There's no doubt about that. I just think Daniels is playing through pain, whatever issue he's dealing with the rib, one of the rougher stretches of his season, and he's going to come out on the other side and play a lot better.
Well, you know what happens in this league a lot of times is the first sample, we go, definitive, we got it. To your point, his first game against Seattle, the first game he played, normally your adjusted net yards per attempt, your league leader is going to be around 9 yards per attempt, give or take. It's basically what happens when you drop back to pass. That includes sacks, tackles for loss, incompletions, forward passes, whatever, everything works. Usually league lead is around 9. League average is usually in around 7. 0.95 yards. That's not 1.95. 0.95. Everything was behind the line of scrimmage. Barely getting past the line of scrimmage on
You're
every pass.
You're talking about depth of target. Yeah, like his, where he's throwing.
Well, just what happens when you drop back and pass? So yeah. The depth of target was comically low. Then week 2, they played Pittsburgh. Does this sound familiar? So the first two games, he doesn't put up any numbers. That he doesn't look good. And everyone goes, aha, I know what Bo Nix is. Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Your more recent sample, as we've continued, much more prolific, much more playmaking. You look at some of the rushing totals. You look at some of the escaping from the pocket type plays. Some of the highlights are there. This offense is now pretty decent against bad teams. Good teams, like they went on the road to Baltimore and couldn't manage a loud clap. But when they play teams that are, you know, not very good, like Carolina, Atlanta. Again, stop if this isn't familiar to anybody. He rings the bell, they score a bunch of points and look pretty good. His more recent sample has been night and day from what he did the first couple of weeks of the year.